理课堂听 class.com
Unit 33
关税
Customs duty Section A listening 1. Pre-listening vocabulary
Customs territory
Levy
Import duty
Tariff rate
Fall into
General rate
Preferential rate
Apply to
Agreement for reciprocal tariff preference
Customs valuation
Determine
On the basis of
Payable
Occur
Entering point
Leaving point
2. Hush, then listen
All goods imported into or exported out of the customs territory of People's Republic of China are subject to customs duties. Goods purchased outside the customs territory and imported, which are originally produced or manufactured in China, are subject to the levy of import duty. Tariff rates on imports fall into two categories, general rates and preferential rates. The general rates apply to goods imported from or produced in countries or regions with which China has concluded no agreement for reciprocal tariff preference. On the contrary, the preferential rates apply to goods imported from countries with which China has concluded such an agreement. Tariff rates are based on the customs valuation of import and export goods, which is determined by the customs on the basis of the transaction value of the goods, that is, the price actually paid or payable for the goods. The customs valuation of import goods includes the value of the goods, cost of transport, and cost of insurance incurred before the goods are unloaded at the entering point of the territory of People's Republic of China. The customs valuation of export goods includes the value of the goods, cost of transport, and cost of insurance occurred before the goods are loaded at the leaving point of the territory of People's Republic of China. Section B, Speaking Up. 1. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Harold, manager of In-In's company, asks his clearing agent, Mr. Wan Ying, about the customs duties in China.
Harold.
Mr. Wan Ying. 2. Practice dialogue.
Mr. Wan, how long will it be for us to pay the customs duties from the date of issuance of the duty memo?
Within 15 days.
In case of failure to meet this time limit, what will happen?
Then a fee for delayed payment will be imposed by the customs. If the person fails to pay the duties within 3 months, the customs may take certain coercive measures.
If the customs duties are short-levied after the release, what will the customs do?
The customs shall collect the money payable from the obligatory duty payer within 1 year of the previous duty payment or the release of the goods.
In the case that the duties are over-levied, what will the duty payer do?
He is entitled to claim for a refund, and the customs, upon discovery, shall refund the money without delay.
What if the obligatory duty payer is in a dispute over duty payment with the customs?
He shall pay the duties and then apply to the customs for administrative consideration in accordance with relevant provisions.
Is it possible for him to take legal action?
Yes, if the duty payer finds that the decision made by the customs is unacceptable, he may file a suit at the People's Court. 2. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Harold asks more questions of his clearing agent, Mr. Wan Ying, about the temporary duty exemptions in China.
Harold.
Mr. Wan Ying. 2. Practical dialogue.
I heard that there was temporary exemption from duty. How is that?
Temporary duty exemption is granted to certain import and export goods, such as goods of specific areas, specific enterprises, or for specific purposes.
I was told that bonded goods are also exempted from duty.
Yes, it is granted by special permission after the importer or exporter submits to the customs an amount of deposit equal to the duties.
On what conditions does duty exemption function?
It is on the condition that a predetermined quantity of product is produced using the imported raw material and exported within a specified period.
I understand. But what if the export transaction does not take place as stipulated?
Then the duty that was originally waived becomes payable, in addition to some penalties.
Prima facie, this system is very attractive to an exporter.
Yes, but it has its limitations. It can be adopted only for fairly simple export products, such as those that are manufactured from just one raw material. Well, suppose 2 meters of a fabric are needed to make a standard shirt. Importation of 1,000 meters of the fabric can be duty-free, subject to the condition that 500 shirts are made and exported within a specified period.
I see.
4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Issuance.
Duty memo.
Delayed payment.
Impose.
Coercive.
Short levied.
Obligatory.
Duty payer.
Over levied.
Refund.
Apply to the customs for administrative consideration.
File a suit.
Dialogue 2.
Temporary exemption.
Bonded goods.
Exempt from.
Permission.
Submit.
Deposit.
Predetermined.
Waive.
Prima facie.
Limitation.
Raw material.
Fabric.
Duty-free.